This WCBM podcast is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120 or online at saferetirementsolutions.com.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and somebody with me this morning is...
Me.
Good morning.
I'm still trying to wake up.
I know. It's a long drive from Easton. I get it. Anyway, hi, everybody. This is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and our producer, Chris Klaproth, will be taking your calls today. We're going to be giving away some tickets to the... What is it?
Great American...
No.
No. The other one.
Yeah.
National Outdoor Show.
National Outdoor Show. This is a show coming up 23rd, 24th in February, which includes the World Muskrat Skinning Championship.
Yep.
And other events, nice displays at the K through 8 school, South Dorchester K through 8 at in Golden Hill. And Robin and I will be there along with a couple of our Bucks, Bears, and Stags scorers. We're going to have a scoring event there where you can bring your deer heads in, your bear skulls, your sicka deer, and we'll get them scored up for the record book. And there's more on that on our website. There'll be more advertising coming out here shortly. But we're giving tickets away to that. If anybody, you know, on the Eastern Shore is listening, Delaware, anybody on this side of the bridge would like to... go participate. I mean, just see the show. You know, maybe you've never seen the World Muskrat Skinning Championship before, but they've been doing it for 73 years.
I've been over there 40 years and I've never seen it.
You're going to go and see it. So, you know, maybe it's not something that, is of interest to anybody that wants to see, you know, an animal skinned in front of them, but they do this in world record time, and it's quite a competition. So we'll check it out. You know, we'll check it out. So I think that's going to be fun. Hey, great week this week. Working on the upcoming issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly for spring. That's it's coming out here next week. One day covers went to the printers, and now we're going to the. Now we're going to the printers with the rest of the text here over the weekend, and we had a very interesting week. Tuesday was part of it was spent in Annapolis testifying on the Senate bill that accompanies House Bill 7. I'm not sure. I think it was 182. I can't remember the number. I think so. But this is on the venison tax credit bill. A lot of misunderstanding out there about this. A lot of misunderstanding. And I want to clear it up as best I can here, okay? What this bill does in the House and in the Senate is say to the hunting community, if you want to donate a deer to be processed into food for the Maryland Food Bank, through Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, or just about any other program, because Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry is out of money, and if you want to ask a question about that, please feel free to call in. But basically, there's no more money coming to the folks at FHFH, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, from DNR. No more contributions from DNR, which is basically public money. The last 2 years, The Maryland Hunting Coalition was instrumental in getting, in 2016, a $50,000 donation from DNR. And this past year, 2017, it was reduced to $25,000. And now the state has said no more. No more to FHFH to reimburse butchers for processing deer. So here's how the program used to work. You take your deer in. You'd say, I want to donate this deer. The butcher would say, thank you very much. Take your deer, and out the door you go. On the back end, the processor would keep track of the deer that were donated, and he was given a quota before the season by FHFH. If you can take in 20 deer, you can take in 25 deer, you can take in 50, whatever the number was. Okay, so when he reached his quota, he would say to FHFH, I've reached my quota. Here's my bill for my processing fee for 12 deer, 15 deer, 25 deer, whatever it might be. And he would get a reimbursement check from Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. That's how the program worked. Now, FHFH has their own fundraising arm. Of course, they're a nonprofit. So if you want to make a donation directly to them, you can do so. Well, since we know that the state is no longer going to support the FHFH program, since we know that the grant that they received from Walmart for $50,000 this past year will not be reissued, FHFH has no block grant money coming from anybody in Maryland to handle the processing. Now, they've processed as many as, I think, 4,300 deer was their top year. I think they did 1,900 last year. And these are deer that are, you know, divvied out to the food banks to go to their various agencies, soup kitchens, charities, individuals, whatever it might be. But if you think about it, one deer provides approximately 200 meals. That's figuring a quarter pound, you know, a piece. So That's a lot of meals for a lot of hungry folks. And quite frankly, Robin and I made a food donation to St. Vincent de Paul Society down in Easton. They're very happy to get venison, very happy to have protein. You know, when somebody donates through the program to them or the Maryland Food Bank or whatever it might be. So anyway, the bill then goes like this: if you as a hunter donate a deer to a processor to be donated to the hungry through FHFH that eventually winds up at the Maryland Food Bank or one of their agencies, you pay the processor whatever that fee is for a donated deer. And some of them discount, some of them don't. So you pay your $70, let's say. You then receive a tax credit of $50 for every deer you donate. Now, this is not a tax deduction. This is a tax credit, okay, up to four deer donated. So you can receive, if you donate four deer, antlerless deer, to FHFH through the deer processor, you might have paid, let's say, $70 a piece times four. You might have paid your processor for these donations $280 out of your pocket. You then receive a credit against your state tax for $200. Okay? This is not a bounty. This is not paying people to shoot deer. But it also applies to farmers who shoot deer on a crop damage permit. The difference between the everyday hunter and the farmer on a DMP is that right now there's no cap tax credit for farmers who have a deer management permit or a crop damage permit. Okay, so they have to, if they decide to use this tax credit, then they have to pay to have that deer processed and then get the tax credit. That's how that works. So all this bill is trying to do is to keep the deer donation program going. And guess what, folks? You can do this voluntarily. You can make a contribution and get a tax deduction to make a nonprofit donation to Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry on your own without donating a deer. Or you can donate a deer and pay for it out of your pocket without a tax credit. Okay? It's just the days of dropping a deer off at the processor and saying, I want to donate it, is over because there's no money to pay those processors unless something happens between now and hunting season of 2018. So I wanted to make sure everybody's clear on this, that this is not something that, you know, anybody's paying anybody to kill any deer or anything like that. The deer, if it's harvested or killed on a crop damage permit, must be processed and paid for before any tax deduction can be taken, or any tax credit, excuse me, can be taken. Clear? Okay. That was Tuesday. We testified on that. And if anybody wants to see our testimony, we'll be more than glad to share it with you. We didn't put it on a website. So that was that. Then Thursday was our Blaze and Camo Day, the Hunters Rally in Annapolis. Interesting time. Very. We had several dozen hunters show up from various places around Maryland, and it was a one-on-one opportunity that they could meet with their lawmakers face-to-face in Annapolis and talk to them about issues that affect their county. And a lot of lawmakers would come up and say, what are the big issues? What do you want us to work on this year? What's coming up? And, you know, we were there. I was there as the executive director of the Hunting Coalition. Bill Miles was there as our advocate and lobbyist. And, you know, this was our fourth Blaze and Camo Day. So the lawmakers knew that, you know, they were going to see orange caps wandering around on Lawyer's Mall. And, you know, they would come over. I mean, they would enthusiastically come over. Hey, guys, where's my hat? You know, we give away orange hats that say Blaze and Camo Day on them. And those hats this year were sponsored by Scott Slavin at the Assure Group up in Cecil County, who offers, you know, a wide variety of insurance and so forth. You can look that up if you want. Assure, A-S-H-O-R-E Group. They had their logo on the side of the hat. So that was nice. But, you know, Senator Norman showed up from Cecil County. He was one of the first people there. DNR Secretary Mark Belton was one of the first folks there. I don't know if it's assistant or deputy secretary. I think it's deputy secretary Janet Throw was there. We had delegates from all across the state, from the lower shore to western Maryland. They were all there. Every member of the caucus, the Maryland Sportsman's Caucus leadership team, was there. In the Senate, that's Senator Norman from Cecil County and Senator Astle from Anne Arundel County. In the House, it's Delegate Beitzel and Delegate Carey. So they were all there. They were showing up too, you know, getting pictures taken, meeting the hunters, that type of thing. We saw delegates and senators from all across the state. It was a great time of interaction. So about halfway through, guess who came out of his residence? Governor Larry Hogan. He came out. Somebody had apparently gotten a couple of our hats and taken them in. So here came the governor, along with Jeannie Hadaway. And I'm sorry, Jeannie, I don't know your last name now, but Jeannie Hadaway from the Eastern Shore, who's the chief of staff, coming out of the governor's residence with our blaze orange caps on. And he came out, and he stayed with us for probably half hour. And talked about the issues, talked about the hunters, shook hands, took pictures, you know, slapped backs, kissed babies, and all that stuff. And, you know, he was very engaged. So we had the top man, the governor. We had second-in-command, Secretary Belton. We had third-in-command, Janet Throw. And then we had probably three dozen lawmakers come by.
Very good.
We ran out of hats.
Jeannie Hadaway's last name is Riccio now.
Yes, Riccio. Jeannie Hadaway Riccio. That's exactly right. So, it was a great time. If you happen to see Maryland Public Television State Circle last night, you would have seen me. They interviewed me. They interviewed the governor. And I was getting texts and, you know, screenshots and everything else last night while that was going on. And that was pretty cool, actually, that the hunters had a voice. And there we are with the hat, hunting hat on and all that on Maryland Public Television. So we'll see what happens. Now, what happened at the event? Senator Astell came by, had a bill in his hand. The bill has not been read across the desk yet. It's been dropped. I mean, it's been submitted, all right, but it hasn't been formally read across the desk is what they call it. But the bill, and he announced it to everybody, and, you know, Fran was there, and Chuck was there from our radio show, and Captain Don was there, and another fellow from Easton, and I can't remember his name, I apologize, was there. And, you know, there were a number of our listeners there, and they all heard Senator Astell say one thing. And that was, he was submitting a bill that would prohibit the Department of Natural Resources from authorizing any night shooting, any shooting at night of deer on a deer management permit. It's that simple. So, that announcement was made. There was a lot of talk about Sunday hunting. There is a Sunday hunting bill, again, hasn't been read across the desk, but it's there, that will be to promote statewide, authorize, make legal statewide Sunday hunting and have it consistent across the state. Anybody who's familiar with the laws right now know that, you know, Cecil County only has two Sundays, the first Sunday in November and the first Sunday of deer firearm season. And, they, you know, and Western Maryland has more Sundays on public and private land. And, you know, Kent County has a couple firearm Sundays that have to end at 10:30 in the morning. And, I mean, it's just a Dorchester's different, too. I mean, there's, you know, there's just a mishmash of laws across the landscape that, and across the jurisdictions, that the local jurisdiction said since 2003, when two Sunday hunting days were authorized, which was, again, the first Sunday of firearms and the first Sunday in November for the bow hunters, okay? And some counties still only have that. Baltimore, Prince George's, and Howard County have no hunting on Sundays in their counties, okay? There have been 25 or 30 attempts by local jurisdictions that have been given local consideration, and these bills were passed because this is what the citizens of that jurisdiction wanted, to increase Sunday hunting over the past 15 years. This bill preserves all those Sundays and then puts kind of a universal blanket over the rest of the state. So you'll be seeing more details on that. We've got the basics on our website, MarylandHuntingCoalition.org, under the news section. I think it's the last item there. Talks about Sunday hunting. There's an article coming out about the two schools of thought. You know, what we've stood against for years is universal Sunday hunting under the control only of the DNR. Okay? What's law is law. What's regulation is regulation. Laws preclude regulations in a lot of cases, but if you give DNR broad authority to set Sunday hunting and you get an anti-hunting governor a la Paris Glendening who doesn't like people to hunt on Sundays, that can be taken away under the bureaucracy, okay? So what our bill says is, what our Sunday hunting bill says was, we're preserving all those dates and then applying this universal blanket across the state. So we'll see what happens. Sunday hunting's coming. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're giving tickets away to the National Outdoor Show on the 23rd and 24th of February. It's the Outdoor Chester K8. You can call in, leave your name and number if you want to go, and we'll give you a set of tickets and away you can go. Right now, it's time for me to tell you about Bay Country Crabbing Supply. We ran in. Oh, that's what we did last Saturday, right? We went to the Kent Island Fishermen's fishing flea market, and had a chance to chat with a lot of nice people, including Bay Country Crabbing, who we told you was there. They're in Edgewater, and they have everything that you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and now they have a wide selection of bay fishing tackle too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply. February 17th and 18th at the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show, and February 24th at the Annapolis Fishing Show. And then April 14th is our open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, give them a call, 410-956-0300. Attention Waterman. All you got to do is bring in your license and you get a discount on crabbing supplies. Visit the website, too, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, guess what? There's a big sale going on at Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Now, all the fish and tackle, all the trolling baits have been, you know, put in place for the most part. But to clear that area out, their crossbows are all on sale at 20% off. Their decoys are all 30% off. And their clothing is all 40% off. I think I said that right. It's 20, 30, and 40 on something. But I'm pretty sure it's 20 on crossbows. I had a little card, but it's somewhere in another jacket somewhere. 20 on crossbows, 30 on decoys, and 40 on clothing. I'm pretty sure. Maybe, John, if you're listening, you can clear me up, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But don't forget, here in the final stages of waterfowl season, they still are doing the waterfowl picking. If you get your limit, the Bandit and Under Armour clothing is all on sale. All the duck decoys and goose decoys are on sale. And 20% off on the crossbows, too. They've got Barnett, Mission 10-point, Excalibur, Carbon Express. I don't think they're offering the 20 on the Raven, but I don't know that they have any in stock. I think these are in stock items. So check it out at Chesapeake Outdoors, right there on Kent Island, exit 39B, right off Route 50. That phone number, 410-604-2500. Tell them you heard a very confused radio talk show host promoting their store, and you just want to come in and see for yourself what was on sale at the right rate. What?
What is actually on sale.
What is actually on sale? I think I have it right, 20, 30, 40. I know those numbers are right, 20, 30, 40. I'm just not sure that product's right, but I'm pretty sure.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Mossy oak swamp bottom, dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday.
You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on.
All right, so we're getting emails. I got text all day yesterday. I got Facebook messages. I got all kinds of links to this Department of Natural Resources news release from yesterday. Groundhog Day, by the way, 6 more weeks of winter. I'd like to shoot that little sucker with a 22-250. Make sure he doesn't see his shadow.
I think he just got even with you.
Yeah, maybe. All right. So I got all these texts and all these links and all this stuff from all these people all across the place. And, it was a lot of folks. And here's the story. An Eastern Shore waterfowl hunter is in stable condition today at the University of Maryland Shock Trauma Center. This was yesterday. After he was knocked unconscious by a dead goose falling from the sky. Robert Mealhammer, 51 years old, of Crapo, which is in Dorchester County, was hunting with others shortly before 5 p.m. in the 25,000 block of Voigt Road in Easton, near the Miles River. Now, you know where that is, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
When the group fired on a flock of geese overhead, one goose fell about 90 feet to the ground. That's 30 yards. That's a pretty good shot. Not unusual. But if it's straight overhead, okay, here, Newton's law of gravity still applies, folks. It does. One goose fell about 90 feet to the ground and struck Mealhammer, knocking him out and causing head and facial injuries. When he came to, he was able to say who he was, but he was hazy about other details. Maryland Natural Resources Police, Talbot County Sheriff's Office deputies, and local EMS responded. It was determined that Mealhammer suffered severe head injury and decided to drive the victim by ambulance to Eastern Airport, where he was airlifted by Maryland State Police to Shock Trauma in Baltimore for treatment. I got to tell you something, folks. It's all you can do to lift up two geese and hold them out to take a picture. You're talking about probably minimum 7 or 8 pound bird, maybe maximum 11 or 12 pounds. You throw that sack of dead weight from 90 feet.
Oh, it's a horrible accident.
It is a horrible accident. I mean, everybody's going, oh, I'm going
to
get in the bed.
I was cackling because I used to do some...
You worked at Shock Trauma.
And I just wondered how that came across the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
But...
yeah, we're bringing in a patient with head trauma. Okay, what's the extent of the injury?
He didn't duck for a goose.
He was hit on the head. Okay, bring him in. I'm not trying to make fun, but
no, it's a very unusual accident.
I'll tell you something. I shot a mallard duck one time on one of these shooting facilities, like a release mallard. And I think we shot 25 ducks that day. I was with the guys from Beretta. And bang, 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 we're shooting. And one of the guys from Beretta was standing there and almost hit him with a duck. A mallard duck. And when that thing hit the ground, I mean, they made a thumping, no question. So, I feel bad for this guy. I wouldn't want that to happen to anybody, get hit in the head with a goose. So, glad he's kind of okay. Paul Verndale.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Paul.
Did you guys get your tickets?
Yes, they came, on Thursday.
Good. Glad to hear it.
We're just gonna plan what day we're going up.
Yeah,
figured that out yet?
You guys don't pull a trailer, do you?
Yes.
Then we drive by you just about every Saturday, coming off of 50 onto Route 2.
Yep.
We see you pulled alongside the road there. I didn't know if that was you or not. I said, "There's Natalie and Paul," and I saw the signs on the trailer. So.
Yep, that's us.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Red Ford, flashing light on top. I usually flash a light in the mirror.
Yeah, there's a dead deer laying on the exit off of 50 on the Route 2.
Oh, all right.
Right on the exit ramp.
Yeah, we don't come down on that way.
Right. You're right past that, though.
Right.
That's where we saw you. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw us this morning?
Yep. Sorry. We see you just about every Saturday morning, don't we?
Yep.
Yep, we saw you there this morning. You pulled off the side of the road. I guess you were putting one of those signs out. So,
Yep, Natalie was probably out there putting a sign out.
Well, now we know. We'll beep on the way by.
There you go.
Yep. So, there you go. Well, good. What else is going on?
I had a suggestion. I know I emailed it to you back when you were wanting suggestions for ideas.
Yeah, go ahead.
And my suggestion was, you know how it says your host, Alan Ellis?
Yeah.
And then I suggested when Robin's there that you say, and special guest host, Robin Ellis.
So that's what you want me to start saying, special
he
guest
He just looks
host
at me and says, I'm here with who?
I'll tell you, it was a very quiet trip this morning. There wasn't a lot of sleep last night. I was doing the layout for the magazine. I guess we went to bed about 10:30, something like that.
I don't know. He found me sitting up asleep in the bed.
Up at 2:30, you know, to get here by 5. So it was a very quiet ride. Robin's usually active on Facebook and all that on her tablet, but her tablet was upgrading today. So that was about half the trip upgrading that. And then the radio was a rebroadcast of Samson and Delilah.
Oh, that was awful.
With Victor Mature and
Hedy Lamarr.
Yes, exactly. So
it didn't do well to keep me awake.
Didn't do a lot to keep her awake. So anyway, classic radio. Yeah.
We're usually starting at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. You're probably ready to give it up. So,
yeah, well,
are you done yet? Are you done now?
No. We still probably got about 3 hours to go.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah. So that gives me plenty of time to listen.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad you're listening to WCBM. I'm glad you're listening to the Outdoorsman Show. So, appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy it.
Yep.
I couldn't get down there on Thursday. I have treatment on Thursday.
Yep. So. Well, I'll tell you, it was a good time, and some of our listeners were there, and if any of them are out there and want to call, we're certainly welcome to. We'll certainly take your call. But we tried our best to accommodate everybody. That was good. We gave away all our hats that we had with us.
Well, that was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had a pretty good turnout.
We had 120 hats there, and then we had some backup from the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, and last I looked, all of them were gone. So, yep.
That's awesome.
It was good. So, all right, sir. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You guys have a great day also.
Thanks, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Here he goes, Paul. So, tree stand fall. Which is never a good thing, on Christmas Eve, has led to hunting charges being filed against a Cecil County man in the seizure of 3 firearms. A fellow by the name of Kenneth Charles Sutton, 49 years old, of Elkton. He was charged last Friday while hunting without a license, hunting on a Sunday, hunting without written permission, using a shotgun during muzzleloader season, hunting within a safety zone, and hunting with an electronic deer collar. Now, all those add up to not hunting. Well, that's what you're charged with. But they're not going to write it this way. But if I were writing this press release, I would have said Mr. Sutton of Elkton was charged last Friday with a number of poaching violations, including hunting without a license, hunting on a Sunday, hunting without written permission, using a shotgun during muzzleloader season, hunting within a safety zone, and hunting with an electronic deer collar, all of which are illegal. There's a pile of charges there. Maryland State Police then seized 2 rifles and a shotgun after a background check indicated that Mr. Sutton was prohibited from having firearms because of an active New Jersey arrest warrants for drug possession and traffic violations. This is an all-around good guy. You know, misunderstood somewhat, but, you know, officers were called to the 2000 block Philadelphia Road in Elkton shortly before 9 a.m. December 24th for reports of a tree stand accident. Now, that's bad. I don't want to see anybody fall out of their tree stand. I don't care if it's 8 feet off the ground, 6 feet off the ground. It's not a good thing. Sutton had fallen asleep in his tree stand and he woke on the ground. I suspect that wasn't the fall that woke him up. It might have been that sudden stop at the end. A distance of about 12 feet. He was not wearing a safety harness. Surprise. Not wearing a safety harness. And he told officers he had been drinking.
Karma.
Perhaps. Sutton crawled and walked back home. He called 911. He was taken to Christiana Trauma Center for treatment of a minor head injury and other bumps and bruises. Lucky he didn't break his damn neck, but because he was probably drunk, he hit the ground and didn't feel much of it. So who knows, probably limber. Didn't tense up. You know, he didn't tense up and try to catch himself. Just thumped right down there. Yep. Like that goose. Flop. Boom. Back home, he told officers he'd been hunting with a crossbow on land he believed was owned by the county. The stand on private property was 76 yards from a neighbor's house, and family members said they had not given Sutton permission to hunt there. Sutton later changed his account to say he'd been hunting with a shotgun. A hearing in Cecil County District Court has been scheduled for April 11th. If found guilty of all charges, Sutton could be fined as much as $3,000. All right, 410 to be CBM 680, 410-922-6680. Boy, there's not a lot of people out there hunting today, apparently. You know, deer season's over, so they're not going out there with their final day. You know, there's some waterfowl hunters out there, I'm sure. So we'd love to hear from you here if you're awake and doing well. Here's an email from Ted. Let's see. First deer season, I've not shot anything. I could have driven to Montgomery County and shot a few deer. Work and life got in the way. I have a private farm in Centerville. Hunt on and keep thinking, next time I'll get one. Well, on the farm, I'd normally see 8-plus deer each time I went hunting and pick out two for the freezer each year. Easy. This year, I only saw two small deer on three separate hunts. I even put corn out. It was eaten by squirrels. Total hunts for 16 days, three hunters both morning and evening. It's called a blue tongue. It's epizootic hemorrhagic disease has truly hit my area. Sadly, I'm hunting squirrels. I think that's good that you're hunting squirrels. They're not quite as big as deer. It takes a lot more to make a meal. Okay? But, you know, hey, it's not chipmunks. It's not doves. So enjoy. To make things worse, I live in Kent Island, a neighborhood where I cannot hunt and have six deer in my feeder every afternoon mocking me. Next year, I'm going to Montgomery.
I love it.
Next year, I'm going to Montgomery County and let the Queen Anne County deer recover. Now to go fishing, perch and trout time. Can't call. I'm at work. Have a great day. Thank you, Captain Ted.
I like that.
I like this guy. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a good writer.
He's a very good writer, and he supports Coalition, too. I know who he is. And here's John B. with a Pass It On song. You sure have done a fine job passing it on to Jacob. He's blessed to have you as a grandpa. Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. I talked with, by the way, John, I talked with the blind lady's husband yesterday. We had coffee, and he was quite amused to hear the story. And he does remember you, of course, and enjoyed his time with you. And I told him that I told you because his wife thought you and I were perhaps handsome, or at least look alike, that, well, anyway. That I told him that I told you she was blind. Matt, Pasadena, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Just heading out goose hunting.
Yep.
Last day.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Have you been successful this year?
It was a great year.
Yeah.
We went on a snow goose hunt yesterday. So 12 of us in Chestertown.
Yep.
And we had some dive bomber geese falling out of the sky. Pretty wild
dive bombers, huh?
Yeah,
they were not, these were geese that were not live,
right?
Yeah, 12 guns going off, three shots apiece, 5,000 snow geese in the air, probably.
Oh yeah,
and they're coming at you. Yeah, are you hunting on a ground blind?
Oh, we were just in the white Tyvek suits.
The white Tyvek suits laying on in the decoys. Been there, done that. Yep, that's a lot of fun, actually.
It is.
You know, and you don't want to move when the geese are close and coming in and coming down because there's thousands of eyes on you. So you just sit there and you kind of move your eyes back and forth a little bit. And that tornado and that sound when those geese are descending is absolutely unbelievable, isn't it?
It is.
Yep, and then you shoot, and they're gone. And you go, how did that many geese leave so quickly? And you look on the horizon, and here comes another 1,000 or 2,000. I mean, it's incredible. I love it.
with the wind yesterday, they were gone. So
oh,
quick.
Yeah. All they got to do is just cut those wings a little bit, you know, cup them and whew, gone. I mean, any danger from below. But how? So 12 guys, how many did you end up with?
Got a little over 70.
Yep. That's quite a shoot, no question. Quite a shoot. Yep. Well, good. I'm glad you had a wonderful day. Now, do you eat them?
We do.
They're good. You get a lot of them. You can get nice bologna made out of them if you don't want to fool with them. But
right.
You can also strip them, marinate them in teriyaki. I like kind of the pineapple teriyaki flavor.
Okay.
Cut them in about half inch strips. Marinate them in the teriyaki, take them out and throw them on the grill after about a day in the marinade. Oh, my goodness.
Good stuff, Mark.
Good stuff, and you don't have to cook them long. You know, you don't want them dried out. You just put them on the grill, let them brown a little bit, flip them over, and you're good to go.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Well, have a good day.
You do the same. Good luck today.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Only allowed two. Don't think about yesterday, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Alrighty.
Bye. Love it, man. Love it. That's the kind of calls I like to get. Clyde Sports Shop has firearms just for those snow geese. They sure do. Let me tell you about a couple of them. They got the Gold Light 10-gauge. This is a auto loader, gas-operated, 3.5-inch chamber, composite. Stock with the DuraTouch armor coating in mossy oak camo. Comes with three standard Invector and choke tubes. 10-gauge, if you want to reach out and touch someone on the snow geese. I mean, sometimes they're a little up there, you know. I'm not advocating sky busting or anything like that, but, you know, here's a good opportunity if you want to put a little more power behind your shot. The 10-gauge Gold Light from Browning. Then there's a Browning BPS pump. That comes in all gauges, 410 through 10-gauge, actually. 12 and 20-gauge rifle deer barrel models are available. Bottom ejection, DuraTouch armor coating, mossy oak breakup, infinity camo finish. Again, comes with three Invector plus choke tubes. That's the BPS pump, if you like that pump-action shotgun. The Maxis was built by Browning. It's an autoloader for waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. And finally, the A5 with 100,000 round and 5-year guarantee. Also, a recoil-operated kinematic drive system. Very, very light on the recoil. This is Billy and Clyde's favorite shotgun down at Clyde's Sports Shop. They still have one of the original A5s. Had a new stock put on it, but there you go. All right, the A5. All these from Browning, all these from Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9, 410-242-6108.
WCBM, Baltimore.
The cold weather pattern will continue into this week and clear this morning. Then some afternoon sunshine will be breezy with a high reaching 36. And the clouds will move in tonight with a low dropping to 27. As precipitation first develops early on Sunday, it may fall as a wintry mix of snow, sleet, or freezing rain. Then a shift to all rain into the afternoon hours as the high approaches 40. And then dry, breezy, and cold on Monday with a clearing trend taking place and a high temperature only hitting the mid-30s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199.
410-789-0199. Catonsville Line-X, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Line-X.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of bass destruction.
Weapons of bass destruction. Hey, here's Uncle Dale. Good morning, Uncle Dale. How are you?
I didn't tell the blind lady, but
you did.
Yeah, I will.
Big John and I got quite a chuckle out of that.
That's funny. So. Quick story, Al. Back in the day, when I was taking parties, I think I had 300s in the blind. We had birds coming in and shooting. And then I wasn't paying any attention. I kind of looked over to the right, and all of a sudden, I hear this bonk, crash. Bird came, dead bird, right in the blind. It's a good thing I had 300s and not four, because they were able to spread apart, because they saw the bird coming in and I didn't.
Oh boy!
And I made some kind of comment. Well, thanks, guys. It's one less bird I got to chase.
Exactly, right. Yeah, well, it happens, man.
Yeah. Now, question. Last night on your interview, they were talking to you about that gun stock bill.
Mm-hmm.
And you made the comment about your O-ring.
Yeah.
On the 1187. Is there more to that bill than just the doggone?
It talks about alterations made on firearms.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
So I mean, you know, non-reasonable trigger. I mean, they're just so vague.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
As far as checking your triggers and all this stuff. Yeah. It's we were warned about this by one of the senators from Delaware who has a similar bill, and he said it's so vague. Now, I haven't seen the bill. It was announced the same day that we had Blazing Camo
right,
Day.
Right.
So, you know, we're taking a look at it, but I'm sure the caucus will weigh in on it. And, it can certainly affect us. I mean, I did make that statement. It might have been a little bit of an exaggeration, but it certainly got the point across.
Well, that caught my ear, and I hope it caught the ear of a lot of other people. Because,
sure.
Again, the law of unintended consequences.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And these laws are written by antis, and they're so intentionally vague. That, you know, it's something that can affect us as hunters and shooters, you know?
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah, I think the sponsor, was it Matt Alito who sponsored the bill? I don't recall.
Yeah, I can't remember. I knew he had a press conference that day. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it, but so I was on TV, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. The handsome spokesman. That's.
I don't know about all that, but
yeah, I missed
she
it.
Saw, she saw it.
Yeah, you're
right. That's Alan.
Well, I hope they were fair. I hope they didn't cut me too much. I had a lot to say, you know. Yeah. So, but the governor was cool about it. They came over and put a microphone in his face and started asking about gun bills, and he said, "We're here to talk about the hunters today," which was pretty cool. So, I don't know if he saw if that was on there or not, but you're talking about Maryland Public TV State Circle. The show that they air every Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on Fridays at 7. I usually try to watch it.
Yep.
Although my blood pressure usually gets too high.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. I understand. Yep.
Miss Robin, how are you doing? How's your shoulder?
My shoulder's great.
Good. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just wonderful.
Yeah, right.
I heard stories yesterday, so I...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're gonna try your recommendation, Alan, for the restaurant on Tuesday.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yesterday, and it's... Quite an interesting place, nice menu. So we're going to give it a shot.
Good.
But please let me know because I'm dying to go there.
Yeah, I won't. Okay. I won't take
it. We'll do.
He refuses to take me.
I'm mean.
After that, he might end up taking me tonight.
Nah, we'll see.
Ooh, okay.
We'll see. All right.
There you go.
Hey,
bye, Alan.
Thanks, Dale. See you, buddy.
I'll talk at you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Our buddy Dale. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
You had a new name for Easton.
Oh, yeah. One of the guys from the
fishing challenge.
The fishing show. Thing. Yeah, the fishing flea market last week calls it Geeston. Geeston.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, Alan goes outside every night, opens the door just to listen to the geese go overhead.
Yeah, I did. Well, it was pretty cool the night before it snowed and it got cold. Every goose in Talbot County was heading south. I'm guessing they were headed out to the bay to roost on the bay. But, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high geese going over.
He opens the door, freezes me out, says, "Can you hear it? Can you hear it?" Yes. Shut the door.
It's pretty cool.
It's cool.
I mean, they were flying on the full moon, too. I mean, that's part of it. So
I know.
And they
it was a weird week for stuff. The full moon, blood moon. What was another?
Lunar eclipse.
Blue moon, blood moon, lunar eclipse. Supermoon. Lunar eclipse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the geese.
That's what I hear every night. I love it.
I know. He gets so excited. It is so neat.
You know we're at the end of the show for the first hour.
I know.
So what do we say?
Get out, stay out, stay safe.
Very good. It's only taking you 6 months to learn that.
2 years.
All right, folks. We'll be back after the news with more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're going to try and get some tickets away to the National Outdoor Show. 23rd and 24th. So
we're looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I can't wait to go.
I can't wait. We're making big plans. All right. Get out. Stay out.
We'll talk more about what's going to be down there next hour.
Yep. You got it.